Praise the Lord. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision Television. You are a blessing for me to be with you, and I know I'm going to be a blessing to be with you. So, praise the Lord. We're together, and we're going to talk about how we can count on always having today. Most people don't understand that they can have anything, and some think they can only have a few things, and others think they can have maybe more. But God says, always count on having. Always count on having. God always provides. God always unlimited provides. Amen? So, Father, right now we thank you. We give you glory and honor. We praise you that you're the God of abundance beyond our dreams. You're the God of always having, of us always having. And you're our Lord God Almighty who loves us as much as you love your own Son, Jesus. And we thank you and praise you for the privilege to trust you today, Father. The privilege to worship you as we hear your message and you reveal yourself in it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen. First, we're going to go to 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says, God appeared to Solomon that very night and said, I accept your prayer, your praises. Yes, I have chosen this place as a temple for sacrifice, a house of worship. If I ever shut off the supply of rain from the skies, or order the locusts to eat the crops, or send a plague on my people, and my people, my God-defined people, respond by humbling themselves, praying, praising me, seeking my presence, requiring my presence, and turning their backs on their evil lives, I'll be there ready for them, or for you. I'll listen from heaven, forgive and restore the land to health. From now on, I'm alert day and night to the prayers offered at this place. Believe me, I've chosen and sanctified this temple that you have built. My name is stamped on it forever. My eyes are on it and my heart in it always. As for you, if you live in my presence, as your father David lived. See, Solomon was the son of King David and was the greatest, became the greatest, most wealthiest king in all the world. There's never been anybody any more wealthier or greater than King Solomon. I've chosen and sanctified this temple that you've built. My name is stamped on it forever. My eyes are on it and my heart is in it always. As for you, if you live in my presence as your father David lived, pure in heart and action, living the life I've set out for you, attentively obedient to my guidance and judgments, then I will back your kingly rule over Israel. Make it a sure thing. I will make it a sure thing. On a sure foundation. The same covenant guarantee I gave to David, your father, I'm giving to you. Namely, you can count on always having, you can count on always having a descendant on Israel's throne. Glory to God. Well, who is the descendant on Israel's throne now? Jesus. He was a descendant of David, and the descendant that Father God was speaking about there. So now let's paraphrase this a little bit and let's see how this translates into from Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic. God came to Solomon the very night he was praising him. And he said, I accept your praises. I have chosen this place. I have chosen you as a temple. A house of worship. Beloved, God has chosen us as his temple. He's made the body of us the holy temple of him to praise and worship him. He says, if I ever shut off the supply of rain from the skies or order the locusts to eat the crops or send a plague on my people, and my people, my God-defined people, respond by humbling themselves, praising, requiring my presence, turning their backs on their evil lives, they're doing wrong things, I'll be there ready for you. I'll listen from heaven and forgive and restore you to health. Glory to God. That's not all of this scripture, but I want you to understand God is saying here that he is absolutely determined when you humble yourself before him. Now, let's talk about that humble word and humility a minute, because most people think that means crawling into the throne room presence of God and begging and being, God, please, can you hear me? I don't want to disturb you. Is it okay if I come and see you and talk about this? And that's not what it's saying. Humbling means agreement. Humility, true humility, means that you agree with the Father. That's what humility is. You come into agreement with the Father. So he's saying when you respond by coming in agreement with me, praising me, requiring my presence, not just asking like, oh, please God be with me, oh God help me, oh God can you this, can you that, requiring my presence, turning your back on other ways of living, all the other ways of living, the ways of trying to do it yourself, the ways of trying to get God to agree with you. Oh, how many times have I tried to get God to agree with me and take care of what I want him to do for me? No, he wants you to agree with him and thank him for him doing for you unlimited what you could never do for yourself. Glory to God, that came from the Holy Spirit. So when you come into agreement with him, praising him, requiring his presence, and turn your back on your own life ways, then he's there ready. He says, I'm there ready for you. I'm waiting for you. If you have a child that you've told you're going to take to the circus or to go swimming or to go wherever, to a movie, and you're going to go in 3 days or you're going to go in 3 hours, and every 30 minutes, every 10 minutes, they come, are we going to the movie? Are we going to the circus? Are we going to this? Are we going? And you hear that over and over and over. Oh, please, can we go? Please, can we go? Finally, it has to dawn on you, do they really know they're going? No, they don't know they're going. And they think they've got to come tell you, ask you, talk to you, can we go now? Can we go now? Why can't we go now? Are we really going? Oh, we can't be going because we're not going yet. God wants you to stop that. He wants you to require his presence. Know that he's ready for you. He's already said he's going to take you to the circus. Okay? He's going to provide for you. He's already healed you. He's already brought you peace. He's already brought you joy. He's already brought you confidence. He's already brought you courage. He's already brought you strength. Doesn't the scripture say, the joy of the Lord is my strength? The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Beloved, God says, I'm ready there for you, and I'll listen from heaven. He'll listen wherever he is. He's inside your spirit, hearing you before you speak. He knows you're struggling. He knows you don't see him. He knows you want to see him, but you're just not getting it. Amen? So he says, I will stay when you come, when you agree with me that I've already done this, you can count on always having with me, I will restore you to health. And from now on, I'm alert day and night. That means 24/7, not sleeping, to all the praises offered from you in yourself. In this place, offered to him from you. He's always ready for that. Believe me. Wow. Believe me. Agree with me, he says. I've chosen and sanctified you. You, my temple of the Holy Spirit. You, my body that I indwell in your spirit. I've already chosen and sanctified you, and my name is stamped on you forever. And my eyes are on you, and my heart is always with you, inside you. Wow. Glory to God. As for you, and he's talking to Solomon, but he's talking to us. As for you, if since you live, that if word in the Greek is translated since, S-I-N-C-E. It's not a question word like our language word of if. If you go to town with me, we'll have a really good time. No, I'm going to town with you. Since I'm going to town with you, I'm going to have a really great time. Amen? So, since you live in my presence as your father David lived, and how do we know that we live in the presence of God like King David? Because we're descendants of King David. I love it when everybody wants to know their genealogy and go back and get their, you know, what your grandfather, grandmother, great, 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 back down. I came out of the bloodline of Jesus. I have the blood of Jesus flowing in my veins. That's my heritage. That's my genealogy. There is no greater genealogy than that. And since you live in my presence as your father David lived, pure in heart and action, living the life I've set out for you, attentively obedient to my guidance and judgments, then I'll back your kingly rule over Israel. I'll back your rule over this earth. Amen. Right, Pastor Larry? I'll back your rule over this earth. Amen. Now, I want to see you in just a minute after we offer you some wonderful things from the ministry. And I want you to stay with me because we're going to get into 1 Thessalonians 5:16 on no matter what. What you're supposed to do, no matter what. And that's absolute. So I love you. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days of Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Praise the Lord. We're back together and we're going to get into 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. And God wants you to understand, no matter what happens, what you're to do. No matter what's happening, no matter what happens, this is what you're supposed to do. Be cheerful, no matter what. Praise all the time. Thank God, no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. Okay, now let's praise Him. Let's praise Him and paraphrase it. And we'll thank Him in a praise. Father, thank you that no matter what happens, I'm going to praise you. No matter what happens, I'm going to thank you. I'm not going to thank you for the thing that's happening. I'm going to thank you that you're my Lord God Almighty through that thing. During that thing, over that thing, around that thing, out from under that thing, because I'm the strong mountain that you made me. And I live at the summit with you, Father God. And I give you praise and glory that no matter what happens, no matter, at all costs, no matter what happens, I'm going to praise you. Isn't that amazing? Glory to God. I want you to understand, faith is what pleases God. And He knows you have faith because He put His great faith in you. All right? You don't have to work at having faith. I worked my whole life, 23, 26 years of my Christian life, I worked at having faith, growing faith, getting more faith, being more faithful, really working hard to take care of myself. Amen? And Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Paraphrase, Rose talking. Without faith, without God's great faith, it is impossible to please Him. Because anyone who comes to Him must agree that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly require Him. You are to earnestly, sincerely require the Lord. Okay, how do you sincerely require the Lord? When you say, Lord, I know I can't do this, but you can. And I know you'll do it through me because all my strength comes from you. And I require you to perform your word through me. That's great faith. That's His great faith in you talking. God is a rewarder today. Most people don't believe He rewards anything or anybody. Most Christians don't have a good handle on that. This verse doesn't say that God rewards those who deserve it or who have earned it. There's not one thing you can do to make God love you more or love you less. Not one thing. If you sat and tried to think of it from now on, oh, but Rose, the people that abuse children and molest children and kill their wives and kill their mothers and kill their sons and daughters and the children kill the parents. God does not have a problem. He doesn't want that to happen, of course not. But He doesn't look at you. If you're watching this broadcast and you have a loved one in prison or in jail, and every time you go to see them, the first thing you ask them is, well, have you come to be sorry for what you did? How long does somebody have to be sorry for what they did? I don't need anybody to tell me I did the wrong thing. I know if I don't do right. And what is right? Right is loving the Lord. Right is loving myself. Right is loving other people. That's what right is. Right is honoring the Lord. Right is honoring other people. Right is honoring myself. That's what right is. That's the right thing. Right is not trying to earn or deserve, work hard enough to deserve the blessings of God, the goodness of God, the love of God, the forgiveness of God, the joy of God, anything that He has. It doesn't say that God rewards those who act perfectly and never make mistakes. In the psychology world, they call those kind of people perfectionists. I'll be a little bit less kind, okay? I call it crazy acting, okay? And I can call people crazy acting because I used to be a crazy acting person. I worked my life to the bone to prove to God I loved Him. I worked my ministry life to the bone to get approval from God so that I would know that I was okay with Him. And before I give you the scripture He gave me, I want to finish that sentence. God's blessing isn't based on our performance. It's based on His great faith, our agreement in Him and in His goodness. Glory to God. We've entered a time now in the world, when we've transitioned, God has transitioned us from working to earn His blessings, earning His love, earning His goodness, earning approval from Him, to now, and the natural, to now going into the supernatural. We've now transitioned, in case nobody noticed it, He's transitioned us into the supernatural life that He meant for us to live in at all times, long before He ever created the universes. So now, as you live in that supernatural life, you're living in those high places of the summit as His strong mountain. You're living there as His greatest joy. You're living there with Him as your greatest joy. One verse says that He longs to be good to those who are looking for His goodness, expecting His goodness. He longs to be good to those who are expecting His goodness. Let that set you free today, beloved. Let that make you encouraged. If you want to spend time meditating on His goodness and dwelling on His faithfulness, look for Him and expect Him to act. Don't you keep acting, trying to impress Him that you are trusting Him. He knows the difference of when you trust Him and when you're working to trust Him. Amen? He knows the difference. When you read the Psalms and you begin to praise God and thank Him for what He's already done or what He's going to do, what He's going to bring into your life, He opens your eyes of great faith He has in you. He opens your eyes. You don't open your eyes. Job didn't open his own eyes. God opened Job's eyes. And He did it by way of chapter 38, 39, 40, and 41 in Job. Read those four chapters. Just a highlight, just a little highlight. Job, who do you say I am? Can you hang the stars in the sky and they don't fall, Job? Can you put the light in lightning? Can you make a crocodile? Tell me, Job, who you say I am. And Job went back and forth, and then he said in Job 42, the key to so many wonderful things of God, he said, I've heard, when God said to him again, tell me, Job, who you say I am. And Job said, Lord, I heard about you, but now my eye has seen you. Oh, my goodness. His spiritual eye, God opened. God drew him to His presence. And Job said, yes to God. I agree. I can see you. How many times have you heard people say, oh, you can't see God. Nobody's ever seen God. Yes, you can. You can see God with your spirit. You can see Him alive in your spirit. And He wants you to see Him alive in your spirit. Sometimes when you open your eyes of faith, God helps you open your eyes of faith. You see all the wonderful things He's prepared for you. His Word shapes you. Shapes your thoughts, and you remember, He is my rewarder. He is my blessing. He is my joy. He wants to bless you today because you require Him as your most vital necessity. Let's thank Father God today. Let's praise Him today that He fills your heart, fills my heart, and my mind with His great faith continuously. Continuously. This filling is a continual thing. It doesn't just come one day and it's over. It's because God's unlimited. He's got so much goodness to give you and to greatness to put in you that if you lived 9 eternities, if there is such a thing, you'd never get all of it because it's unlimited. So, Father, thank You that we choose to put our trust in You, knowing that You have blessings in store for our future that we could never imagine or dare ask or pray or dream. That's the Lord God I want you to know about. That's your Father God. And I want you to watch the program offer today at the end here and the one in the middle. And I want you to order this little book called This Is It. It's a full-size book, 100 and some pages, 60 some pages, with 8 principles in it of love, power. How to have your life living in love, power with God, starting at the Word of God in the first principle, all the way to the destiny of you at the 8th one. And your destiny is Jesus. So order that. It's on back order. I apologize. We can't get it in 1 day, 2 day, 3 day like we do things here. It's backed up. So order it anyway. We'll get it to you. And then ask for this book, 30 Days the Champion in You, 30 Days of Scripture, 30 Days of Teaching, 30 Days of Praises. And when you get done with it, start over in it. The Word doesn't ever grow old or cold. So just start over and get another revelation in the Word from it. I love you so much. I want you to sow your life to the Lord. Sow your heart, your mind, emotions, your physical body, your finances. Socially, I want you to sow to Him first, like Malachi 3 says. I want you to sow to Him and sow into the good works, great works He's got going here. And we're going to share more about that with you in future broadcasts, that what God's doing. And I love you for being with me. I love you for letting me be with you. And I'm Rose, and thank you. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you next time. And you just call and get what I want you to have. I love you. Talk to you then.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 Days the Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.